This week's parasha is Parashas Korach. Very sad parasha. Korach va'adosa, he take on Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yeruchim writes a loshen . He says, you know, you have to have some pretty strong guts to go take on a lashon. Rabbi Yeruchim writes to take on a fortress like Moshe Rabbeinu, as to go launch an attack against a miftzar, a fortress like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to have like some big cannons if you think you are. So we have our P1A picture of Korach v'Adosai as these nasty, evil. They were stupid. Who starts out with Rabbeinu? You have to be crazy, right? It's like a suicidal guy. And because of our superficial look at the Torah HaKadoshah, so we look at it like some squabble of a vad in a shul in Jackson. A guy called me this week, somebody learned in this year 20 years ago. He's on the board of a shul in, it wasn't Jackson, rather, it was a different suburb of Lakewood, we'll call it. If Lakewood has suburbs. And he tells me a whole story. There was a meeting last night, and there was a discussion, higher of, not higher of, and how much did they pay him? The salary was, it was decent. I was going to put in an offer, but I had to. I wasn't free this Shabbos to take a proba. But back and forth, the whole thing, and he made a whole tumult at the meeting, and everyone's angry at him. And he said no, and yes, we have to know what the future is. What's going to be in 4 years from now? How much? I did understand 100%. I'm not slow, but I couldn't keep track. This little 30-member development somewhere, north, south, east, or west of Lakewood. Not sure where. So when it finished, I said, and what were you trying to accomplish by your machoikas that you made? And everyone hates you and you hate everybody. I said, what was your goal? What do you want? You don't want A, you don't want B, you knocked out C. And you say D is not, can't afford. So what was your suggestion? You know, I don't have any ideas. I don't have any suggestions. So what did you do? Stop a machoikas. He said, yeah, I have to express my opinion. I said, you know, OB is true that in America it's Shlach, but by us it's Korach. You are Korach. You're Korach. Korach. Without his adosoi, it's just you alone. And you were kind of, I said, what are you doing? What? When? Where? Seder. So that's a suburb of Lakewood. Meisim b'chol yoim. They're going to pay the mortgage of the rabbi, and then he doesn't get a salary. But then if he gets a salary, but what happens when he comes full-time, and then the mortgage plus a salary? Too much for me. Too much for me. So I really told him off, and I guess that's the last time he's going to consult with me about his machlikasin with the vad of the shul of 30 members that is now completely mesuchsuch, everybody with each other. He succeeded in getting both sides to be angry at each other. I was spoiled from him. Took a quiet place of 30 guys and made a world war over nothing, by the way. It's a no-name place that has no future. Okay? Frankie, you want to try for the? Were you the Rav?
I was thinking about it.
What?
I was thinking about it.
Well, they don't want you. Okay.
Thank you.
My point is that we look at the parish of Korach v'Adosai as some sort of squabble in one of these developments. He said that, and that guy said, and that guy said, why are you bringing your brother-in-law for the proper? We know, and it's nepotism. That's how we look at the parish, right? Chazal said it not like that. Gemara says, "Kol machlekes shul l'shem shemayim sofer l'skayim." A machlekes that l'shem shemayim has a kiyum; it's lasting. Kol machlekes ein l'shem shemayim doesn't last. Zok Chazal pick you up. What's machlekes l'shem shemayim? Hillel and Shammai. They fought bitterly, ferociously, but it's l'shem shemayim. So sofer l'skayim, we have a beis Hillel, we have a beis Shammai. Mazeh beis was machoy shalei l'shem shemayim. Korach v'adosei. In fact, all the mafarshim. So Hashem speaks about this. Everybody else speaks about it. In fact, everybody. I don't understand. If I were to ask you, what's the chilek between? There's a comparison to Korach v'adosei to Hillel v'Shammai. The chilek is they were l'shem shemayim and they weren't l'shem shemayim. That's the chilek. That's the chilek. This episode parallel between Shammai and Hillel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Korach v'adosei. That, well, you know what the chilek is? The chilek is that they were l'shem shemayim and they weren't l'shem shemayim. Halei Dovru, is that Takat of Shat? That's the chilek. Korach, he wasn't l'shem shemayim. What, you know what that means? What that means is that he had a legitimate zach, but he wasn't l'shem shemayim. That's the chilek. The chilek is that Korach v'adosei, a bunch of gangsters, power hungry, Bali Machlaikis, that's the example of L'Shem Shemayim and Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. But Dovah Pella Mamish. Mamish Pella. This Mishnah Dovah is Mamish Pella. As I affect everybody, the Litvish, the Chasidish, everybody is. It's first of all stating them that, yeah, the problem was that it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. That was the problem. That means he had a position, there was an ideological thing he had, whatever it was, which I'm not getting into now. Kol Eile Kulam Kedoshim. And if it would have been L'Shem Shemayim, it would have been safe for this guy. It could be, they would have passed like Moshe Rabbeinu, but it would have been a legitimate Zach. Shteita, that the Nekuda of Korach V'Adosoi was that it was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. That's Nekuda. Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. It was L'Shem Shemayim. That in Negiyah, that means they had an ideological position. And by the way, there's a riot to that come out from the Torah. The Torah brings down all the tainus. Kol Eile Kulam Kedoshim Adu Tisnasu, right? It's not a guy who comes and says Narish guy, the Torah doesn't bring down in court. Get a cop, right? It's the Torah says he had a point. Whatever the point was, this big raid in Zohar and Kabbalah and things which I don't know, but and there's a tremendous amount of Torah on this. What his taina was? It wasn't taina. No, the pshat was a Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. What's a machleik L'Shem Shemayim? That means voltes given L'Shem Shemayim. For the kvoida yisbarach, as opposed to personal niskane belitzov ben uziel, that he was jealous. If it wouldn't have been triggered by bad midis, it would be like b'sham bezil. That's pachat b'chodim. There's no universe. There's no universe. That's pachat b'chodim. So the danger is not for the crazy rabble rousers who are stam violent narishkeit and. The danger is for people who come with ideology and they wrap it up in L'Shem Shemayim. But the trigger is bad midas, is niskan, is jealousy. That's where it gets tricky. That's where it gets tricky. It gets tricky when a guy comes with hashkofa zach and he comes with a thing and you have to be able to identify who's L'Shem Shemayim and who's not L'Shem Shemayim. That's very scary. This Knech that Chazal injected that the Yisayid of Korach, the Yisayid of Korach, was the Shalei L'Shem Shemayim of Korach, brings us to light the power of the story of Korach V'Adosei, V'Azra's Dvar. I speak every year about this, that probably the most unusual scenario in the Torah is this week's parasha. 250 people, are told that each of you give a machto, and there's going to be an eish, and 249 are going to be burned alive. One of them is going to survive. Now, I'm not a betting man, but l'chayra 249 to 1 is not great odds. To me, it seems suicidal. So what's the shot, by the way? Why would the Torah bring it down, that they all gave a machta, v'tenubu hanesh, and one guy's going to survive. The Torah says, each one was convinced, it's me. Rashi, by the way, addresses this. But it's me. Now, the amount of self-absorption that you need for that is, I don't know how I look at something. I don't know. Right? Like, why are you taking such a gamble? 249 to 1. You have to be off your rocker to take such a thing. And they took the gamble. That means each of the guys said, it's me. It's a Babel Degzach. It's something not to be believed. Elamayotomi. They were crazy, right? The problem is that the Torah is not a comic book. It doesn't bring people from psychiatric wards. Isn't it crazy? So the potter, that, by the way, if they were taka crazy, they wouldn't have gotten burned. They would be sent for help. Go to Dr. Ben Ari, and they're right. The answer is they weren't crazy, right? So does it make sense? Who do you know anybody that would take such a gamble? It's obviously they were convinced they're right. So I think the Elam will agree right here that this is a raya to the Yisoy that I said. If they wouldn't have been coming with any sort of ideology, and there's some Bali Taifa, right? So the word is, nobody would take the gamble. I'm saying a tifazach. Where you take a gamble, you think you're right, you think you're the one. You're playing with fire, literally, without the metaphor. That'd be crazy. Is the place where things get tricky is where the person's convinced 100% right. So you know, if you have a guy who's Stama Rosha, and Stama Baltaiva, and Stama Kinataiva COVID, and you tell him, listen here, there's a 249 chance out of 250 that you're going to get burned alive, like Nodav and Aviyu. That should take care of it. Chazal were right. It's a ganza maisa of Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. There's a big ideology over here. Chazal compared it to Shammai Beisol. Shteta is a ganza maisa. And when people get absorbed in themselves, they're able to make misjudgments on a colossal nature of such a zach. A person can make moir de katois. It's shocking when you think about it. Because taka, it's kemat b'shamay b'sil. There is some truth to the zach. But it's shaloy l'shem shamayim. So I want to read you a lashon of the Alter from Kelm. The Alter from Kelm writes in Chelek Aleph and Chochmah Musa Simin Yud, he talks about the Pasuk in Tehillim that we've spoken about in the past. Pasuk in Tehillim says that lo yeh b'cha elzar, you shouldn't have a foreign god inside of you. B'cha. Says Chazal, b'cha, where is there a Hashem? Where is there a loikos? Where is there a avodah zara inside of you? It's Yetzar. So I always understood that the pshat is, why is the Yetzar called b'cha? Lo yeh b'cha, inside. I always understood because the Yetzar is inside a person. It's b'cha, it's inside of you. The Alter said that's not pshat. He says the reason why the Yetzar is inside of you is because the Yetzar is avas atzmo, self-absorption. That's why it's inside of you. His lashon is lo yeh b'cha el zaz, like the Alter from Kelm, haynu avas atzmo. That's self-absorption. That's why it's b'cha. All the Yetzaros begin with being self-absorbed, and then he says a shocking line. Ukefi miut avas atzmoi, and as much as you reduce your self-absorption, lu'umosa yirba avas emes, your love for truth will increase. Yeah, interesting equation he makes. There's a misproportionate relationship between avas atzmoi and truth. The less self-absorbed you are, the more of a cheshik you have for the truth. What's that mean? So in the end he explains. What does avas atzmoi have to do with emes? He says that avas atzmoi is tachlis hasheker. What he means to say is, first of all, pshat, that if you bald avas atzmoi is tachlis hasheker, so the less avas atzmoi you have, the more shachas you have to emes. That's what it means. The less avas atzmoi you have, the more shachas you have to emes. Why? Because avas atzmo is the tachlis hasheker. Now, by the way, for those of you who are misunderstanding, he doesn't mean avas atzmo, you're not supposed to like yourself, you're supposed to be depressed and say, who am I, I'm nothing, and walk around. That's not what he means. Correct? Frankie, you're in chinuch, right?
Yes. That's
what
I'm taking into the shul.
What? Yeah, you have your expertise in chinuch. We're not talking about that you're not allowed to love yourself. We're talking about self-absorption. We're talking about that you turn yourself into an avodah zarah. That's sheker. That means shteta in the Alter from Kelm, that tachlis hasheker is that a person is self-absorbed. There's no big sheker than that. That's a sheker. It's not emes. You're not supposed to be absorbed into yourself. I'll say even tiefer. There's nothing to get absorbed about because it's not yours. It's a tachlis hasheker because avas atzmoi, why is it called an avoy de zor? Why is it called the el zor? Because it's a replacement for kutshibrichu. I serve myself. That's what it means. Lo yeh b'cha el zor. Don't serve the avoy de zor inside of you. So the altar, that's you. So it's tachlis hasheker because you're serving, you have an idol inside of you. that you're bowing down to, and you service yourself a whole day. That when a person is self-absorbed, what he calls avas atzma, and a person serves themselves, the emes is blurred. That's the answer to Korach. The answer to Korach is that he was self-absorbed. How do we know that? Chazal say so. Chazal say amori de gazach. The Pasuk says, we lay it on Tisha B'Av. Ayis halo chacham b'chachmasoi. A chacham shouldn't praise himself because he's wise. Ayis halo gibo b'gvurasoi. Ayis halo ashir b'ashroi. Gvura chachma. Says Chazal in the Medrash, Sasemis brings it down to see in Tofresh Mem Tes and in many other places. Sasemis brings down the Medrash that says that there are two ways you can live with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Either you get Chochma, Gevura, and Ashiros from Hashem, or you grab it. Korach was a rich man. He didn't get it from Hashem, he grabbed it. In fact, this Sasemis in Parashas Matos, what do you mean you grab from Hashem? You mug the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's such a thing as not getting something from Hashem. Explain this Fasemis, and I'm eating on a knach. What it means is like this. Al yishalo chacham b'chachmasa, the Medrash says, every person has a yishalo. Every person has a sense of self-praise. What I'm all about, what makes me tick. The Pasuk says, you have ashirus, it's not yours. You have chachma, it's not yours. You have gvura, it's not yours. Kim b'zois yishalo maseach, Haskell v'yadeo, you see, connect to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something to feel good about. Says the Medrash, Korach got Ashiros, but it wasn't from Hashem. He grabbed it. What does it mean it wasn't from Hashem? Everything's from Hashem. Says this Fasemis, grabbing something means that I take it for myself. And I use it for my own Avas Atzmoy. I use it for my Yisal. The Ebishter gave you Ashiros. Chotaf, he grabbed it. He was a taker. And he took the ashira that the Eibishter gave him and used it for his own self-definition. He said, I'm a rich guy. I'm a gatzaman di omar. Hey, buddy, it's not yours. That's called grabbing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called stealing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and utilizing it for yourself. That's the ultimate avas atzma. You hear the tifkite? Avas atzma means that whatever I'm given, I take for myself. It's mine. It's all mine. Everything's for me. Everything's mine. You ever go to a suda on a Friday night with Bachurim? And there's always one Bachur on the table, there's ketchup, there's mayonnaise, not ketchup Friday night. Only Americans eat ketchup. There's mayonnaise and there's coleslaw and there's soda and there's pickles. And there's always one guy that like everything gravitates towards him. You know those guys? You know those types of guys? Like they're about to wash and everything, all the dips are by him. You ever met those guys? It's like a magnet under the table. It moves. And they're all like this, like Custer's last stand. He's bunkered in, and he has everything. They don't even know what Custer's last stand is. You don't know what it is even, Frankie.
After my days.
What?
After my days.
It happened after your days. It was the first Iraq war. You ever such a thing? What are those guys, by the way? There are people like that. By the way, the whole Suda, they're busy arranging because they're afraid they're like in Buchenwald, they're going to starve because they might not get the third piece of pickles. There are people like that, by the way. You never saw them? I call them the magnets. It's Nimshach, like Michel Zizrom says. What is that, by the way? Is that like a eating disorder? No. It's Chotaf. Everything's mine. Everything's for me. The whole suit is for me. The whole world's for me. My wife is for me. And my kids are for me. And my Rebbe's for me. Everything's about me. Chotaf, he grabbed it. He took it for himself. Yisal Mishal, he said. It wasn't Matan. He grabbed it. He was a taker. He was self-absorbed. When a person is self-absorbed, you have no shaykhis to emes. But it's more than that. There's a Muradik line for Bisrael Salanter in Simin Lamed Ha'arevez. Familiar with Simon Lamed? What? Wait, we learned it, right? What? You still remember from the last time? You know everything, see? Maybe you'll say replacement for me on Fridays. I have what to do. What you say? For singing or for rabbanos? What?
Both.
For both. Singing rabbi. There was one already. didn't end that well. Listen carefully. Yeah, Maisa? The Medrash brings down that when Moshe Rabbeinu went down to call Dasan Vaviram, he spoke to them, and Dasan Vaviram didn't answer. State that Moshe Rabbeinu was very angry, and he had tremendous tsar. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that when you talk to somebody and you have a debate with them, if they answer you, so at least there's a chashivas. The Lashon of Chazal is, Yesh lo nachas ruach. So Adam dam chaveroi. Somebody answers back, you have a nachas ruach. The worst thing is that you're having an argument with somebody and he doesn't answer you. That means you don't exist. Even Moshe Rabbeinu felt it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't be makabel der tshuva. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't be makabel der tshuva. State, al tekabel der tshuva. There's no hope for them. Somebody who can't hear somebody else, there's no hope. If you can hear the other party and argue with them, there's hope. So Moshe Rabbeinu, al tefen al tekabel der tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu davened after the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened after the Eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. There's no hope. For somebody who can't hear somebody else, there's no hope. Zok Rabbi Yisrael in Lamed Ha'or Beis, what Rabbi Hirschov just said. I must have heard it from him. He says that somebody who can't hear the other party, his Lashon is Lichbois, Lichabois or Hasechel. It shuts off your mind. So I was thinking, why does the not hearing somebody else shut down your seichel? Because that's what the Alter said, his Talmud. That when you're self-absorbed, which is the Tachlis HaShekher, you're Misrachik Min HaEmes. So the inability to hear somebody else is the highest darga of self-absorption. So then the word is your Mufka from Emes. So your Or HaSeichel is extinguished. So it's not a kasha anymore, that if you're dealing with people who are takers, you're dealing with people who are self-absorbed. That is the Shalei Lishma. You can have the most incredible position you have in the world. You can have the most incredible Zach. But if you have Negias because of self-absorption, which is bad Midas, bad Midas destroy the world. Everybody's convinced they're right, by the way. Everybody convinced that they're Koirach. Everybody is Mishalom, but the whole house is Mezuzahs and the whole house is Farim. Everyone's convinced they're right. But it's Shalei Lishma. And when it's Shalei Lishma, which means self-absorption, what's Shalei Lishma mean? I always say, it's not Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Shem me, you. What's Shalei Lishma mean? Shalei means not who, and who, yeah? Me. When it's L'Shem me, then you can end up like Korach V'Hadassah. Because all bad midas. I was talking, I have a continuation on the Hertzberg story. I spoke last week about it, mentioned it, right? Our chaver, Beauty Hertzberg, lost a daughter in Muncie. So he spoke at his levai. I think he gave a speech that was famous already. He spoke about not being makbid on the person who ran over his daughter, who was a close friend of his. So I was talking to him on Wednesday. He told me they put up a website of people signing up to be mevater on kpedis and anger that they have. So he said 400 people already signed up that they were meichel somebody else instead of Hakpada. 400, that's a lot in a week. And he says he had two stories that just happened this week. One was a story of a guy who had a Hakpada on somebody who did something, and he said it's never, ever, ever going to be meichel him, ever. And then he said in light of the Hisairos, he said he was. And another story about a family that was torn apart about some machlekes. And they hadn't spoken for 10 or 15 years. You heard the details of it? 8 years. And as a result of this iris, they decided to make up. And they're having Shabbos together, the Shabbos. So I was thinking about it afterwards. Why is it so easy to fix these things? And why is it so hard not? The answer is very simple. The minute you step out of your Shalei Lishma, out of Avas Atzmei, the ball game's over. It's so simple. The minute you're not self-absorbed, and the minute you're not there, so it's all of a sudden these big mega machlekes in of Kol Eila Kulam Kedoshim, man. It's Shalei Lishma, because you're supposed to get the minute the person is able to take out the personal negias from it and take out the zich from it, everything works out. That was the tragic, tragic end. It's very interesting, you know. We know that B'nai Koirach at the last second did tshuva. I'm not saying over the one of Abbas. Is that her? Samari de Gazach, why did they do tshuva in the end? Chazal say. Chazal say that they watched Moshe Rabbeinu go down to Dosav Aviram, and Dosav Aviram didn't answer them. So they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu mitzad echod, anova, allowed him to go down to these two mechutzofim, and they, on the other hand, didn't answer him. When they saw that interchanged, they chapped that something's wrong, as they say in the Medrash. And they started to reconsider that efshe the tat is not such a, what do you call it? Lefi advar me'elo, what's the oimik? The oimik is they chapped that if you can allow yourself not to answer to Moshe Rabbeinu, so they chapped it's not ideology, it's self-absorption. They said, oh no. What Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu got angry about it, that means something's going on here. They said, oh, it's all self-absorption. It's all self-absorption. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, before Tkiya Shefer, he said, because they chapped that that's what it was all about. And the Chazal say they chapped it from this story with Moshe Rabbeinu. They chapped, oh, there's a red line over here. This is not ideology. This is not Hashkofa. This is not about Tala Shekula Tcheles. This is about me. And me is destroying the shul in the suburb of Lakewood. It's Taka Krach Vadosa, by the way. Because after I took the ideology out of it, the guy on the phone on Wednesday night, what was he left with? Nothing. Zero. He was left with nothing. Because of Shalei Lashma. And I let her speak, by the way. People I speak to, I have patience, I listen. He spoke ideology, he said Kula Tcheles, and then he said the Lashon of the Kula Bais Farm. He said all the Tainas of Kaya, by the way. Eloquently. And then I said, and then what? Nothing. Because of Shalei Lashma. People ruin families, and they ruin kehilas, and they ruin yeshivas, and they ruin klal Yisrael with shaloi lishma. Machlekes shaloi lishay shemayim is the biggest cancer in our world. Biggest cancer, destroying our world. We need to stop it. That's all. And everybody should make up with their dear mates right now.